Now, the Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah resistance movement says the Saudi aggression against Yemen has failed. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah rejected as lies Riyadh's claims of victory in the war on the impoverished Arab state. Press News' Mariam Saleh tells us more.
In a televised speech, Lebanon's Hezbollah chief says Saudi Arabia has failed to reach any single goal of its military aggression against Yemen.
Have they managed to achieve their real objective by restoring their hegemony over Yemen? We are before a clear and obvious Saudi failure and a clear Yemeni victory. This is the result of the firmness and the steadfastness of the Yemenis.
Hezbollah leaders said the so-called Restoring Hope operation is a deceitful cover-up for the failure, that the Saudi aggression has merely complicated the political process in Yemen. He also said the operation failed to give legitimacy to Yemen's fugitive former president and to restore Saudi Arabia's hegemony over Yemen. Experts believe Sayed Nasrallah is warning all related parties who are going against the people's will that their plot will backfire.
There are only two projects in the region, the U.S. Zionist project and its tools like Saudi Arabia and Turkey, and the project of the people of the region, who are the resistance, mainly Iran, Syria and Hezbollah. In this context, Sayed Nasrallah hinted that the resistance has the capabilities to bring down the U.S. Zionist plot of fragmentation, and even warned Saudi Arabia that they too will be victims of the plot that they serve.
Sayed Nasrallah clearly called for caution in the entire region, particularly in Iraq, Syria and Lebanon, regarding the critical days ahead. He pointed to the U.S. plans in Iraq and condemned a proposal by the U.S. Congress to disintegrate Iraq as the country's forces are battling ISIL.
After the ISIL seized control of Mosul and started threatening the rest of the provinces and the region, a U.S.-led international coalition was formed to fight it. Back then, we said that the U.S. is not serious in fighting ISIL and that it would utilize the threat of the ISIL in the region to realize its own scheme for the region. We said that the U.S. has a scheme to fragment these regions on a sectarian and ethnic basis, Arabs, Kurds, Sunnis and Shiites.
Nasrallah also warned of the psychological warfare waged in Syria, especially after Idlib and Jisr al-Shughur fell to the hands of the Takfiri terrorists, saying that it's just one round of fighting, which does not mean losing the war. Head of the resistance also stressed that his group is ready to face the Takfiris all along the Lebanese-Syrian border, where the terrorists have failed to infiltrate into Lebanon. Nasrallah described the Saudi invasion of Yemen as a great failure for Riyadh. The Hezbollah Secretary General also said the enemies have been waging a psychological war in order to weaken the morale of the people of the region. Nasrallah further pledged that Hezbollah will stand by the Syrian people. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.